sweeter and sweeter as the days go by.
Hey, yeah. Hey, amen, amen, amen. I'm glad y'all are here today. It is a good day to be in the Lord. Amen. We're going to finish up what we started last week. Last week I started a storm. Today, yesterday was the thunder. Today's the lightning. Amen. How many is ready for some lightning? Matter of fact, remember, we're talking about marriage. How many here are married? How many want to be married? How many wish they weren't married? Do not raise your hand in that last one. Now just remember from last week, I'm going to tell you a couple from last week. Marriage is made in heaven, but so is thunder and lightning. Amen? So because, y'all guys are going. Have you seen those old West pictures when they kill somebody and they stick them up against the wall like this? They tie them up like this. You come by and take pictures of them. That's how y'all guys are looking right now. Okay, get ready. Get ready. All right. Seven words for relationships now. Now, I'm sitting down today. I like to move around, but again, last week I was sitting down, but now we got this drop down so you can see me. Last week I had something to hide behind. I don't have anything to hide behind today. Amen. Just remember, one of God's greatest institutions is marriage. Now, this is not just about marriages. You can also apply this in other relationships with your children, with your parents. You can apply this with friends, with co-workers. There's a lot of ways you can apply this. Maybe not in the same way, but you can apply it to other relationships. But we're specifically talking about marriage, but just know that you can put it anywhere. And remember now, love is a dream. And marriage is the alarm clock. Y'all guys are still looking? Y'all guys are pitiful, I'm telling you. All right. Okay, here you go. Here you go. Seven worst relationships. Weatherproof in our relationships. What does your marriage look like? After the strain, this is where we stopped last week. After the strain of your children, after the strain of work, your in-laws, your outlaws, after you're having all these people around you, you know, just life in general, it's easy to lose focus of each other. It's easy to lose focus of what God has called us to be. We're here to soothe each other. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? And it's good that two walk together. So if one falls, the other's there to lift them up. It doesn't necessarily mean physically fall, although it can mean that, but it also means those, excuse me, that are down. When someone's depressed, the other one won't be. When one is having a real hard time, the other one shouldn't be. It'll be cool. They can lift each other up. And so that's a good thing. And so last week, we talked about seven words. And when these seven words are applied to our marriages, it actually can make your marriage good. It can make your marriage... How many would like to know that this year would be your best year of your marriage yet? But guys, raise your hand and say amen. You don't know this, but you know, it's like this lady was walking down the wall with her husband, and all of a sudden, he just got his eyes off of what was going on and started following that woman. And his wife looked at him and says, was it worth all the trouble that you're already in? I don't know, I sucked up a flower somewhere. I'm so allergic to flowers, artificial flowers that get me. Can somebody get me some water? Wow. That's a tough flower down there. Here's some water. I got some water. I don't know whose it is. There's no sea monkeys in it, so they'll be okay. Praise God. Okay. So now, the first three words we went over last week, and that's about as far as y'all could take it last week, so we're going to have four more this week. Of course, the first three words, and I'm gonna make it quick and painless. All right, I'll make it quick. Painless will decide on you. The first word is initiate. We are to initiate with our spouses. You know, a lot of times say, well, I'd make up if they would say they were sorry. I would do better if they would do better. I would try a little harder if they tried a little harder. If you want your marriage to be good, quit waiting for the other one to start something good. You start it. You go ahead and you reach out and you make a difference to that person. Amen. Because it's your spouse. You're living with them. And I tell you what, it's a whole lot better living with the spouse. Okay, I got sea monkey less water right now. Thank you, bro. Okay, here we go. And number two, first initiate. Look at somebody and say, yeah. Look at your spouse and say, yeah. Y'all still, somebody told me last week that I was trying to start a marriage counseling business. No, I'm trying to prevent marriage counseling. This is actually good right now. You can tell everybody, if you can tell somebody you went to marriage counseling today for 1 hour or less and it didn't cost you a dime yet. Okay, now, number two, prioritize. What do you devote your time to? What's your top priority? Is your top priority your spouse? Or is it whatever? Here's how it goes. God first, then your spouse, then your children in the church. If you do it like that, you'll be fine. God first, then your spouse, then your children, and then the church. Then everybody will have everything they need. It'll all do fine. Do nothing through selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. And then the final word from last week was communicate. Communicate. We have an urge when we get mad not to want to talk. Okay? Either we won't talk at all, or usually how it works is one talks a whole lot and the other one don't talk at all. Okay, and usually, because we talked about last week, so if y'all were here last week, you'll understand. If you weren't, don't think I'm being mean. Usually, the woman is the one that talks a lot, and the man wants to shut up. Okay? Now, not all the time, but a lot of times. I can't see y'all's eyes, and I'm glad. A man talks about 20 to 30,000 words a day. A woman talks 30 to 60,000 words a day. It is a proven scientific psychological fact. The problem is when by the time the man gets home, he's already spent his 30,000. The woman's only halfway through. And she wants to talk, and he don't even want to listen, okay? So now, that's the three words from last week. You see all this. Now we're going to start with our new word. Get ready for some new words. Somebody say, praise God. Yeah, I also told this last week too. There was a story told of a little boy. Excuse me, not that one. This a priest was talking to the little boy. And he said, you know what matrimony is? The little boy said, yeah, sure. That's the place between heaven and hell where people pay for their sins. Woo! All right, here we go. Let's get ready to roll now. Listen. Listen. Do you know the most important part? Oh, here we go. Let me get it going here. Listen. The most important part of communicating doesn't even involve speaking. Did you know that? If you're going to communicate to your spouse, you know one of the number one ways to show your spouse you love her or him is to listen. Wow. I don't mean sit there and go, you're vegetating in front of the TV, you ain't heard a word they said. Or you're mad and you're puffed up and you're not. No, no. Listen is one of the greatest ways to show your spouse that you love them. Listen to what they're saying. Listening is the most important part of communication. I heard it said a husband and wife are having an argument, and nobody was listening. Out of fear, out of sheer frustration, the husband blurted out, trying to make some kind of difference. He said, "Honey, I don't know why God made you so beautiful, and yet so stupid at the same time." The woman blared back to her husband, "Well, God made me beautiful so you could love me. And he made me stupid so I could love you." I advise you not to try that one. Amen. The spouse wants to and needs to be heard. How can you tell how your spouse is feeling if they're not actually talking to you? If you don't take time to listen, remember, there's the stuff that you know and then there's stuff that you feel. I know my spouse loves me, but I don't feel like it. I know my spouse and I have a strong relationship, but right now, I'm not feeling too secure. So when you're talking and listening, now you've gone beyond what you know to what you're feeling. Okay, emotions play a big part in this, so you've got to listen. Take time to listen, and don't be so quick to interject. I know what your problem is. Like the woman said, told her husband, said, "I just want to feel like I'm 10 again." She was so depressed. She said, "I just want to feel like I'm 10 again." He weren't listening. They said, "I got you covered." The next day, he got her up real early. He took her to McDonald's and got breakfast, and then he took her over to some kind of fair, and he rode all the rides, and then he goes over and takes her to Jack in the Box, or whatever you call that thing. And then he comes home and says, "Honey, how does it feel like to be 10 again?" She said, "You weren't listening. I was talking about my dress size." All right. So listen. Look at somebody and say, listen. Now here's a hard one here. Forgive. If we can be as quick to forgive as we want to be forgiven, wow. We all want to be. How many want to be forgiven quick? How many have the same idea when you're forgiving people that you want to forgive them quick? Where'd all the hands go? You see, we need to keep short accounts in our marriages. We've got to make sure that we forgive. You know, we start holding on to things, and when you hold on to things, the only person you actually harm is yourself. And you got to understand that men and women are different. How many know that? I mean, they're different. Even they see things different. One night, a wife found her husband standing over their infant's crib, and as she watched him looking down at their very first baby, she saw his face with a mixture of emotions, disbelief, doubt, delight, amazement, enchantment, skepticism. Touched by this unusual display and the deep emotion it aroused, with eyes glistening, she slipped her arm around her husband and said, "A penny for your thoughts." He said, "It's amazing. How can anybody make a crib like this for only $46.50? See, we got things. We don't really realize each other how we are. So look, listen. When your spouse, listen, this is carefully. When your spouse does something wrong, and I promise you, husbands, you'll do something wrong before the day's over with. Benny just started his right then. Y'all guys should have went. No, Benny went, amen. Okay, Benny, I got a back porch with a sleeping bag. It can work. All right. Okay. Be quick to forgive them. And remember, communicate. You got to communicate, and you got to listen, and then you got to forgive. If you can communicate, listen, and forgive. And just remember, when it's your turn to forgive somebody, just remember, you're not perfect either. I tell this all the time, but I was in line one day. I waited for over an hour in the checkout line at Walmart at the layaway. And I was next. There was two ladies in front of me. They were just getting their stuff. I said, "Praise God, I'm almost through." And as I'm just getting ready to see these ladies get out of the way, the girl that's operating the cash register, she goes, "I'm sorry, ladies, the cash register ran out of tape." These ladies started cussing. They get her so nervous that she's trying to put the cash register tape in. She's doing like this. She's trying to put it in as hard as she can, and they don't just cuss. Now they're cussing her. And I said, "Lord, I normally like to keep silent. But this time, can you give me something to tell them that's good? I want to just take, you know, go stick my hand and go, pop, 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 pop. What are y'all doing?" That wouldn't have worked. So what I did was I leaned between them and I said, "Honey, take your time. There won't be one perfect, and they crucified him." Those ladies went, "That's right. There won't be one. That's right. That was Jesus. Yeah. And he was on the cross. Yeah." They said, "Take your time, honey. Take your time." Forgive and move on. I remember one time hearing this guy that come in my office and they're talking about their poem about their marriage, and the man says, "She says she forgives me, but she just won't quit telling me that she forgave me." And I said, and so I talked to him, I said, "Well, I thought that I said, you tell her I thought you forgave me." And so he goes, "Honey, I thought you forgave me." And I said, "Are you talking to her, him?" And she goes, "I did." I said, "Now you tell her how you're feeling." She said, "Well, you forgive me. Why do you keep telling me that?" So I went over to her and she said, "I just want you to remember that I forgave you and forgot this." Amen. Forget it. Forgive them. Move on. Put on them as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you forgive one another. Wow. Forgiveness. See that thing, forgive to forget, give to get? If you want to get forgiveness, you need to give forgiveness. A lot of times I find out in marriage counseling, the biggest problem is something happened and they never forgave each other. Wow. All this time, they've been going through all this problem, and the whole thing was they just wouldn't forgive each other. It was sad. Number, whatever number this is. Love. Love. You know, John Lennon and Paul McCartney were almost right. I just heard him talking about a while ago from some movie, I think it was the movie, Michael said, whenever you're having problems, find out what John and Paul were saying. He said, the apostle says, no, the Beatles. All you need is love. Well, yeah, we need love. In a relationship, without love, there is no marriage. And that's why we must, y'all say must, keep the spark alive. Fellas, right now is a good time to clap. Feel like you're on, you feel like you're on the island of Peter Pan and the fairies die and you're going. So set aside more time to date your spouse. Date her. Wow. Try this. This is awesome. Date her. And when you're out, try your best not to talk about kids and grandkids. Don't be talking about that. Talk about each other. And that, you know, how's things going? What can I do to make things easier on you? Above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. They asked some kids one time, some stories about marriage. They were asking these 9 year olds about marriage, and they said, how do you decide whom to marry? Alan H. Allen. I gotta say it again, Allen. I think it said Boyd. Let's see here. Allen, age 10, says you got to find somebody who likes the same stuff. Like if you like sports, she should like it that you like sports. And she should keep the chips and the dips coming. Kristen, age 10, says, no person really decides before they grow up who they're going to marry. God decides it all the way before, and you get to find out later who you're stuck with. What's the right age to get married? Camille, age 10, said, 23 is the best age because you know the person forever by then. That goes back to love is a dream, marriage is the alarm clock. All right. How can a stranger tell if two people are married? Derek, age 8, says, you might have to guess based on whether they seem to be yelling at the same kids. This must be Larry, Gary, or Tammy, my brothers and sisters. Sister, because it says, what do you think your mom and dad have in common? It said that both don't want any more kids. let's see here. When is it okay to kiss someone? Pam, age 7, when they're rich. Is it better to be single or married? Anita, age 9. It's better for girls to be single, but not for boys. Boys need someone to clean up after them. Okay, and then finally, how would you make a marriage work? Ricky, age 10. Ricky the Bear, age 10. Ready? Tell your wife that she looks pretty, even if she looks like a truck. I didn't see the back of that one, Ricky. I'm sorry, that was not that Ricky. Now I'm starting some. Sorry, Ricky. Get ready to the next word, pray. Pray. You got to pray for each other. Did you know that? If you don't pray, that's the glue that holds it all together. Matter of fact, I heard a lady praying one time at the altar. She said, Lord, I pray for wisdom to understand my man. That was so awesome. She said, I pray for love to be able to forgive him. And I pray for patience for his moods. Because, Lord, if I pray for strength, I'll beat him to death. A successful marriage consists of three people, husband, wife, and God. Husband, wife, and God. You've got to have God. Matter of fact, you have to involve him more even in the so-called little things. Seek the Lord, His strength. Seek His presence continually. Always be praying with your wife. Always be praying. So many people, you know, they don't realize, you know, in this thing. Matter of fact, if your husband's not acting the way you want him to act, pray for him. If your wife's not acting the way you want her to act, pray for her. So many people in relationships try to change the other person. Reminds me of the young fiance who, after learning that her husband didn't believe like she did, cried to her mother saying, "Mom, what should I do? How can I change his thinking?" He says he doesn't believe in hell. The mother said, "Honey, that's all right. You marry him and both of us will make him believe in hell." Yeah. Okay, I'm almost through. Y'all say amen. Okay. Let me wrap it up. How many has heard this expression? Stop, drop, and roll. How many has heard that? Well, I want you to think about something. This is so awesome. You have to really think about this thing. Okay? Number one, stop. Take your spouse off of your potter's wheel. Huh. Everybody should say quietly under their voice, amen. Take your spouse off of your potter's wheel. Do you know, the same things that drew you to your spouse will be the same things that drive you away from your spouse later on. The things you thought were so cute when you were dating now drives you crazy. She used to, after she got things, she would go, "Sound like a little bird." And now every time you hear it, you think there's a rat in the room. Take your spouse off of your potter's wheel. We try to put them in our little cookie cutter, how we think they should be. Do you know that we're called to complete one another, not compete with each other, but to complete? If you'll look, your strengths complement the other one's weaknesses. And your weaknesses are covered by their strength because we complement one another. It's an awesome, awesome thing. You know, so instead of putting them in your cookie cutter, stop trying to mold them and make them, all right? Instead, turn them over to the master potter. Let him handle it. You know, I'm talking about changing people. One day, three men were walking along and came upon a raging, violent river. They needed to get to the other ladies. You're going to like me for this one. Matter of fact, this y'all going to give me. Matter of fact, when I get through this, the ladies ought to be standing and clapping. All right? You're thinking, he's got us. He's sucking us in. No, I'm not. Guys, please forgive me. One day, the two men were walking along and came upon a raging, violent river. They needed to get to the other side, but had no idea how to do it. The first man prayed to God, saying, "Please, God, give me the strength to cross this river." Poof, God gave him big arms and strong legs. He was able to swim across the river in about 2 hours. Seeing this, the second man prayed to God, saying, "Please, God, give me the strength and the ability to cross this river." Poof, God gave him a rowboat, and he was able to cross the river in about 3 hours. The third man has seen how this all worked out for the other two, so he also prayed to God and said, "Please, God, give me the strength, the ability, and the intelligence to cross this river." And poof, God turned him into a woman. Look, he looked at the map, walked 25 yards down the way and crossed the bridge. Ladies, did I tell you? Fellas, I just put some soothing balm on y'all. Y'all don't even realize it. When y'all start talking about, he got you, to go, yeah, but the woman crossed the river. She just looked at the map and walked across the river. Okay. Stop, drop, and roll. Stop focusing on the negative only. I guarantee you in here, if I ask you right now, give me 5 negative things about your spouse, y'all wouldn't go, "Let me see." No, you would go, "Oh, 5's all you want?" Stop focusing on the negative only, because when you're always focused on the negative, you develop a negative attitude toward that person. And once you get a negative attitude toward that person, you shut down communication, you stop listening, the love starts draining, all these words just die. So find something positive. If it's the smallest of things, find something positive and roll on. Amen? Just something. Find something. Don't make it up. Find something. Because let me tell you something. God wants us to have a good marriage. There was a couple one time was at church and they'd been married for 60 years. And when asked the secret, how they'd been married for so long, he said, well, I always treat her with respect. I always treat her like a lady. He says, I remember all the important dates. And he says, we travel a lot. So as a matter of fact, on our 25th wedding anniversary, I took her to China. And they went, wow, 25th anniversary, you took her to China. What'd you do on the 50th anniversary? He said, I went back and got her. fellas, am I getting back in your good graces? Watch this. Get ready. There's a 100% opportunity that your marriage can do more than survive. It can thrive. There's a picture of me and Linda on the couch. There's a 100% opportunity for your marriage to do more than survive. It can thrive. I thank God. I thank Him that He has made a way, even when it doesn't seem there's a way. If you can put agape love, because the Bible says agape covers a multitude of sin. It didn't say it did away with it. That's not what it said. How many here's ever done things stupid? How many's ever done things stupid and your spouse knows it? How many's ever done anything here stupid and your spouse has told you? Spouse, agape covers a multitude of sin, meaning it has atoning value. Atoning value. It doesn't take it away, but it covers it, atones it. So it makes you, both of you, at one again. Atone. In the Old Testament, those blood of bulls and goats, they only atoned. They never took away the sin. And when John the Baptist saw Jesus, what did he say? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The cross takes away the sin. Other stuff was a picture, a type of what was coming. And so love covers a multitude of sin. Meaning, it don't matter how many times you've done stupid. My mama said stupid is and stupid does. Y'all ever heard that one? That was Forrest Gump Linton. But you know what? Agape, love, helps you to handle even when they've done something wrong, even when they've hurt you. So trust God in all of this. Remember these words. Remember them because you're going to need them. Matter of fact, you may need them before you leave here today. And that's initiate, prioritize, communicate, listen, forgive, love, pray for one another. If you want to have a good day, start your day off with prayer with each other. Just hold hands. If you don't know what to pray about, say the Lord's Prayer. Just say the Lord's Prayer. Let it rip and watch what God will do because God is such an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And everybody in here, remember, there's a 100% chance, a 100% chance that your marriage can thrive. 100% chance that it can thrive with God. Amen. Y'all come here and play something. And what I'm going to do is we did it last week. We're going to do it again this week too. And that is, first off, if you need anything from God, you're more than welcome to come up here and pray. But first, I'm just going to ask the couples if they will. And if you came last week, say, husbands, if you want to really get in good, don't look at your wife and say, we came there last week. You don't need to go up there this week. Don't do that. Say, hey, here's a second chance to do it again. Grab your spouse. Come up here, and we're going to pray for God to bless your marriage. Not saying there's not anything wrong with it, but I can guarantee you, remember, if you're married, it ain't perfect. It's never perfect. Anybody tells you that they never, I'm going to tell you this. If anybody ever tells you they never have a crossword, they never argue, watch out. Because when it does happen, it's going to be bad. Because somebody is just sitting there taking it. And when they finally had all they can take, they're going to blow up, and it's not going to be a funny thing to be around. All right? So everybody, your first marriages, you're coming up here, we're going to pray for you, anoint you, and then also, we're going to, anybody else needs a touch in their life, we invite you to come. There's a 100% chance that your marriage can be blessed. 100% chance. I can't say that enough. A 100% chance. Wow. What kind of odds is that? A 100% chance. You can't get that anywhere else. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Abundantly, Lord. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them abundantly, Father. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bind them together. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Bless them abundantly. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them abundantly, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you have any other need you want to be prayed for, come on up. God has this. God's got your back. God's got your back. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Trust Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes!
How can it be?
Yes!
King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. Spirit is within me because you died and rose. Amazing love, how can it be? So my King would die.
Yes, He died for you and He died for your marriage.
It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Look at your spouse right now and say, honey, there's a 100% chance we can make it. Go ahead. There's a 100% chance we can make it. Amen. Come back tonight. We're going to have something special. Take your spouse out. Take them out today for something to eat. Matter of fact, if y'all want to come with me, we're going to go to Golden Corral, and y'all come join me for lunch. Okay, I just want you to know that when we get to the line, when I eat, we all eat. When I pay, we all pay. No, I just said, no. When I eat, you all eat. But when I pay, y'all pay. Amen. Amen. God's awesome. All the time. Brother Ben's business.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message that you have brought for us today. And Lord, as we go forth into this world, let us remember what you have said. And let us remember the one who stands beside us. And that our walk is for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.